This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
You are listening to The Arenality on ORFM. Kia ora everyone, welcome back to The Arenality, a show on the cultural identities of women in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So this episode will be a chill one. We're just going to talk about some life updates. Since the last month, you've heard some interviews that I've done with some women. In the last few episodes, we had Ahana Mundabatham, who came back to Aotearoa, New Zealand from Canada. And she's a really good friend, so I was really excited to talk to her. We also had a chance to talk to Eilish Thomas, who is a Indian New Zealander who has Irish parts of her as well. And it was a really interesting chat about her creative balance and art forms as well. But I'm really excited to talk to you because there has been a few things that's changed recently. And some new experiences I would love to share with you guys because, it just feels really special that you're here listening to the podcast. So some life updates. Malaysian students all around New Zealand recently had Bersatu Games. It is an annual sports event that takes place in different cities. For example, this year, the Otago University Malaysian Students Association hosted Bersatu Games. Last year it was Auckland. Next year it will be Christchurch. So they take turns hosting. So this year, around 300 Malaysian students actually came down to Dunedin from all around the country. So it was pretty special to be part of that in some way or form. I remember during my university years, I wasn't really active with being with Bersatu Games, firstly because I don't play sports, and secondly, I just had other priorities at that time. But this year, it felt quite special because my family were able to contribute as a caterer for their event. So if you don't know, my family, we own a Malaysian food business here in Otipoti, Dunedin. It is based from home, but we would serve lunch packs to the athletes. And there's something about that just makes me feel so happy because there was a time when I feel like I didn't have anything to contribute in terms of my culture. When my mom is here, she's a really good cook. So I'm really happy that we, meaning our family, got to experience that form of contribution. And I think, yeah, and what I'm saying right now says a lot about Malaysian culture as well. You want to be able to contribute and give and support your community. You want to try to be generous as well so that you can help and support the people who are here visiting your town, your city. So, yeah, so it's pretty special to experience the catering aspect of an event. They were here for a week, so we catered them for 5 days. We made like Malaysian iconic nasi lemak, mee goreng. We also made like nasi tomato, which is a dish that people would have at weddings. And that was my favorite day because, you know, lucky us, people in the house. Anytime we have events like that, of course we have leftovers for ourselves. So yeah, it's been a really interesting experience for the family because, because we get to be part of the Bersatu Games in a way that isn't about sports because, obviously not a sporty person. There's not a sport that I think I can play competitively without making everyone feel, a sense of regret having me there. But yes, I am recovering from that. So that's something that we're going to talk about today. Later, it's around how do I accept that right now things are a bit quiet. As someone who is used to being busy for the last month, suddenly this week there has been a few changes. So I'll just keep talking. So, Bersatu Games. Yesterday, we had a carnival, actually, at the University of Otago. It's called the Bersatu Carnival. So, the Malaysian Students Association, they hosted such a beautiful, wonderful event at the university main common room where they had, different stalls full of Malaysian goodies and activities. And I just had the best time there. It started at around 11, no, actually 12, and we were there for a few hours. And yeah, there was so much to experience, and you can just feel like you were back in Malaysia at some point because everyone there were Malaysians and people who wanted to experience Malaysian culture. Which is quite, it's a rare experience for Malaysians to be together in one room like that here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, especially in Otipoti, Dunedin, because there's very, very, very few of us as compared to, other cultures that's more dominant here in Otipoti. So here are some examples of what happened at the Bersatu Carnival. Just some highlights that I really enjoy. They had a batik painting kit. So they were selling the batik painting kits for people to buy and do it at home. But they also had batik painting stations where you can buy and just sit around and just create your batik painting. I should probably explain what batik painting is for those of you who don't know. So in Malaysia and probably in some other Southeast Asian countries as well, because I know that Indonesia and Singapore have their own versions of batik. It is a art form where people use wax to create an outline of the design. And so, for example, they would use wax on a cloth and it would just draw like a flower or anything, any forms of design. And they would use like the dye, which honestly I'm not sure what they used, but the idea of using the wax is so that the wax doesn't move around between the waxes or between the other parts. So I'm not doing a really good job explaining what it is. But if you Google Batik Painting Malaysia, and Batik is spelled B-A-T-I-K, you can find some beautiful batik designs. And so basically they had a batik painting station there. They were selling it for like $3 for a small batik kit, and I bought a few. I was hoping to gift them to some friends as well so that they get to experience my culture and what beautiful way it is to share your culture through art. So I'm very excited for that. They also had a durian eating competition. I was so happy to see that because firstly, durian is very expensive here. And so to have a durian eating competition, I'm just so jealous of people who got to participate because, imagine being forced to eat as much durian as you can So that's very special. They also had like a henna booth, some Malaysian fruits to try. For example, like, okay, honestly, I'm not going to say it because I don't really have the translations with me. But yeah, they did have a lot of like snacks that they've imported here. Oh, they had a shawl stall from a friend in Christchurch who a shawl business. So the girls were very happy that there were lots of new hijab styles that we could try and also get here in Otipoti because there isn't a place for it, especially the ones from the local Malaysian brands. And of course, we had a few Malaysian stalls that were selling food like roti canai, cendol. So honestly, I had a really good time at the Bersatu Carnival because I was around my people, which is quite rare to be around that many people. And I can definitely feel like my social battery has just drained so fast, just not being used to hearing my language on like around me for too much, especially at the university. So that was a really fun experience for me and my family, just to experience that sense of community again, because sometimes we do need to have that reconnect thing, because it can feel quite isolating sometimes when you feel like you're a minority in a space, but at the Bersatu Carnival, you definitely don't feel that because everyone around you are your people. One thing I got to experience for the first time this weekend was the rugby game. So I was part of the All Blacks versus France at the Forsyth Bar last Saturday, which was so special because it was my first time ever watching a full rugby game as someone who does not really, you know, watch sports or even play sports. But it was really interesting. I actually enjoyed it. I understood the game after the halftime. And my favorite part from the whole thing was not just when we found out All Blacks won, but it was when they did the haka, when they started. I think, yeah, we hear a lot about like the New Zealand All Blacks haka, but to be able to experience it in real life, that was pretty special. And I'm glad I had a good camera that was able to capture that moment. It was really fun to experience that balance as well, like being from the Malaysian Bersatu Games and going to the All Blacks rugby game and being around people who feel the New Zealand, Aotearoa New Zealand spirit. It was really interesting to feel because you feel proud for both my parts. So I'm very happy that I got to experience that. One thing that's new about this week, and there's a reason why it's happening this week. I had a really busy week before. Like, I know that July, like the first week of July will be my busiest month because from work, we had Science Academy where students from around New Zealand came to Otago to make science podcasts, and it was really successful. I love working with all of the young people, and it's just, you know, I love that. I love what I do as a youth coordinator here at ORFM. And in the mornings, we had the catering for Bersatu Games, so I felt like I was working all the time and they don't really get time to rest. But the week after that, which is this week, I feel like my calendar is quite empty. Even though it's empty, meaning I don't really have much appointments and all of that, there is a big change for me this month, which is I have started studying part-time. I've just enrolled a financial studies course at Open Polytechnic, which is a online polytech here in Aotearoa, and it's great for distant learning. And as someone who works full-time, I really needed something that would allow me to study whenever I want and whenever I can. So yeah, I am studying part-time as well as working full-time. And it's a really interesting thing to navigate because the last time I studied was probably sometime after my graduation. So after graduating my bachelor's in 2020, I also did some studies with Massey University, which was a global competency course. And it was really interesting because you learn a lot about like intercultural communication and things like that. But after working here at OAR for 4 years, I just feel like I need a bit more skills for the different parts of me, for the things that I'm passionate about, which is like financial literacy or community wealth, because I'm also part of Youth in Philanthropy and supporting Rangatahi make funding decisions with Otago Community Trust. I don't know what I'm going to do with this course. I'm just going to study because I enjoy it. I have no idea where it's going to lead me, which is kind of scary because honestly, I don't really know where it's going to lead me because I still really enjoy the work I do here in this space. But it's just another skill that I value. And that's something that I am trying to navigate as well, being okay with not knowing what's going to happen in the future. So yeah, that is some updates on how it's been. I haven't really started, you know, really studying. They've only released their course outline this week, but I think there's gonna be a bit of study content going around this podcast in the future. Something that you probably don't know, unless you know me too well, okay? Unless you know me too well, you would know that in the past, I used to have a study blog. It is very, very, very intimate, but I used to write a study blog on Tumblr called Arinality Studies. And yeah, it was during my SBM, which is my like final high school year exam. It was during that time and also during my foundation year at university because I feel like I had a lot more time then to be reflecting on my studies. I was also part of the study community on Tumblr. And this is the Tumblr era, so everyone was using Tumblr. I don't think people are using Tumblr now. But you know, I miss the year of blogging. Blogging was my era, and I miss it because I love writing. So anyway, I used to have a study blog, and right now, since I'm starting studies again, I have a feeling I might want to bring it back. You know, in some way, I don't know the best platform to use because I don't think Tumblr is a thing anymore. So yeah, if you know a writing, blogging website, something that, you know, I'm not expecting to monetize it or anything. It's just a way to share my experiences. I love a good pen and paper for my notes, but, you know, with study techniques and things like that, it's always really good to experience different ways. And having a study blog in the past really helped me with just being motivated to keep going. I remember one of my icons for studying was, you know, Rory Gilmore, Spencer Hastings, which is who is the Pretty Little Liars the smartest person in Pretty Little Liars. Who else? Hermione Granger. So I would look up to them, you know. I would feel like I want to study like them. And yeah, being part of a study community really helped me at the time. Talking about study community, I do want to mention that ORFM has a study podcast called Sophia's Study Space. And it's hosted here on ORFM U Zone. Sophia is a law student now, but she started her podcast when she was in high school. So you can really tell the growth between her time in high school and also her time now studying law. But definitely give her podcast a listen because she gives like really interesting study tips and study habits and things to improve your productivity. So, yeah. To be honest, I'm so excited to be studying. I love learning in general. And I just feel like I have this separate purpose in life outside of my normal things that I can be excited for because it is very scary because I don't know what I'm going to do with it. And also I'm committing to it by paying for the course. But I just feel like I will make use of it somehow because I'm trusting the universe. So I was really hoping that we're going to talk about finding purpose or changing your purpose today. But this podcast has just been about the updates that has happened recently, which I think I did mention a bit about all of that. So in the next episode, we will talk more about the practical things. But I hope that you find some reflections through my reflections today. Something I do want to share as well is, you know, when as a full-time broadcaster, sometimes there are times when, you know, total transparency, there are times when it's kind of hard to keep going when you feel like you can't find the right people to talk to on your podcast. So it's been really great that I have been able to share the stories of other people in this community. But I'm always looking for more. So if you are a listener who has a story to share, please do reach out because it is really fun to get to know the community. I heard from a listener recently. It was really sweet because they said that they loved my solo musings. And sometimes I do feel like my solo musings were not as good as the interviews I do with other people. But they say that, you know, the reflections I do is important because it helps other people reflect with me. So yeah, I love when I hear from people because it just makes me feel like there's a reason to keep going. And I think this is the same with all the broadcasters in Community Access Media. Because sometimes you don't know that people are listening until you actually hear from people. So thank you very much for being part of today's show. Hopefully you have a better week in the next coming days. Well, that's not what I mean. I hope you have a better day in the next coming weeks. Until next time, we'll reflect again together soon. Ka kite.
You've been listening to The Arenality on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.